Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor. One of my new favorite children's books was just released. It's called Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away. It's written by Newbery Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author Meg Medina, and it is beautifully, beautifully illustrated by Sonia Sanchez. This book tells the story of the day Daniela's best friend, her mejor amiga, Evelyn Del Rey, has to move away. I could go on and on and on about how much I love this book, but I decided the best way to tell you about the story is to read the story. So I invited my friend Adriana to read the beginning of it for you. Enjoy.
Today is not like any other day. Evelyn Del Rey is my mejor amiga, my numero uno best friend. Come play, Daniela, she says, just like she always does. Just like today is any other day. So I bundle up and cross the street. A big truck with its mouth wide open is parked at the curb, ready to gobble up Evelyn's mirror with the stickers around the edge, her easel for painting on rainy days, and the sofa that we bounce on to get to the moon. She is waiting for me inside the iron doors. Then we climb the steps two at a time, just like we always do. We sneak past grouchy Mr. Miller's door and wave to Mr. Sue, who's feeding pigeons from the hall window. Señora Flores gives us each a cookie and says, "It's the big day," when we walk by. I wish it were, just like any other day.
If you'd like to read the rest of this story, grown-ups, Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away is available wherever books are sold. Happy Halloween, listeners. I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales. This is our last episode of our first season. We are so sad to take a brief break, but we're hard at work at the Girl Tales Factory to get the second season up and running for you. Expect to hear the next tale in January 2019. And we may just have a surprise holiday tale for you this December. While you're waiting for our next season, we want to recommend two other podcasts to listen to. There's Just Us Weirdos, a serialized fiction podcast for kids that tells the story of a group of preteens who are learning to use their superpowers, no matter how weird their powers might be. And there's also Reading Bug Adventures, a kids podcast, all original stories and music created by a team from an independent bookstore to encourage reading and exploring new subjects. If you download the Kids Listen app, you can listen to both of these podcasts and Girl Tales and a ton of other wonderful children's podcasts. It's one of our favorite apps. A couple of other things before we get our tale started. Did you know that it's Election Day in the United States on November 6th? The law, unfortunately, doesn't allow kids to vote, but your parents or caregivers can. And you can remind them to register and vote. Voting is the most effective way to make sure your voice is heard. And kids can even go into the voting booth with their grown-ups. And then you get to see the entire process. Talk with the adults in your life about it. See what politicians are running in your area. It's such a fun thing to do, and it really makes you feel like you're a part of something bigger. And now, a shout out. Special thanks to Catherine, who donated and became a Patreon member for Girl Tales. Catherine, it's because of listeners like you that we will be able to put up a second season. I know it's hard to understand, but it takes a lot of time and effort and people and money to put each tale on, and we are so grateful for you, Catherine. Do you want to hear your name at the top of our next episode? then head on over to patreon.com/girltales. That's patreon.com/girltales and make your donation today. Be sure to ask your grown-ups for help. A note for our young listeners today. Because this is our Halloween tale, we have one character that has a kind of spooky voice. It sounds like this. If it feels too spooky, this might not be the tale for you. But if you want to try anyway, just remind yourself that that voice is played by me, Rebecca. And I'm really not that spooky at all. You can visit our Instagram at Girl Tales or visit our website, girltalespodcast.com, and see my picture. I promise I'm not spooky at all. I just like to make silly voices. Can you make a silly or spooky voice? I would love to hear it. Record it and send it to me at girltalespodcast@gmail.com. And now for our tale. The Princess Musicians of Maple Street by Amy Guysbers van Wyk, adapted from the fairy tale Town Musicians of Bremen by the Brothers Grimm. Enjoy.
If you take my hand, I'll show you distant lands. Be my mate. When the sun's gone.
Oh!
Oops.
Did you break a string?
It's okay. Let's take a break.
It's getting late.
Oh, hang on. I have a text from my mom. Come on, we said one more time.
Yeah, I don't know, Kitty. It's getting late.
Turtle, what about you, Birdie? Battle of the Bands is a week away.
And we're not gonna win if we keep breaking stuff.
I'm not sure we can win anyway.
Don't say that. We just have to keep practicing.
We have to keep a positive attitude.
I have a history test to study for.
Birdie?
My mom wants me to come home.
Birdie, if you want, we can carpool together. My sister's coming.
Rabbit?
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but there's not much we can do without the rest of the band, Kitty.
I understand.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Rabbit.
Hey, Kit Kat.
Hi, Dad.
Practice ended early, huh?
Not on purpose, but yeah. I don't know how we're going to be ready for Battle of the Bands this way.
Right. We've been meaning to talk to you about that.
I'm sorry if we were too loud. Next time I can turn down the amp.
No, it's not that. You know how Grandpa's been feeling a little unwell lately?
Is everything okay?
Well, Grandpa's gonna come stay with us for a while.
Really? Am I going to have to share a room again?
No. We're turning the garage into his new room. And I think he'll be very happy to be around us and see you more, but that means you can't have practice in there anymore.
But Battle of the Bands is so close.
I know. I'm sorry, kiddo.
Don't call me that.
Well, I know this wasn't the plan. I know you've been practicing really hard, and I am proud of you.
Thanks.
Love you, Kitty. Get some rest, okay?
Okay.
Where are we gonna have rehearsal?
We don't have room.
My sister says she's remodeling.
Our apartment is too small.
Could we practice in a park?
There are rules about loud sounds in public. What about somewhere at school?
I already asked. Any free time has been reserved already.
Was it all reserved by them?
Don't be mean, Birdie.
I'm not mean. I'm just competitive.
We can't be competitive at all if we don't have a rehearsal space, though.
Besides, it's not about trying to be better than anyone else. It's just about doing our best.
You're right. I'm sorry.
What about the old mansion on Maple Street?
Let's be serious for a second.
Did you hear that there have been some robberies in that neighborhood? I'm sure my mom would love us going to an old house to practice.
Well, it'd have to be a secret.
Forget about robbers. That place is haunted.
It's only haunted if you believe in ghosts.
I have heard they say it's haunted just so no one goes there.
Okay, okay. Let's get back to trying to find a good idea.
It is a good idea.
How is that a good idea?
Listen, no one's parents or grandparents are around, so no one can complain about the noise.
Because it's abandoned.
And because it's abandoned, no one will be there. We can come and go as we please, practice whenever we want. I'm sorry, I can't have us rehearse at my house anymore.
That's okay. You have your grandpa to take care of.
We have your back. Except maybe about the haunted mansion on Maple Street.
My sister said she'd be willing to drive us and our instruments around.
That's so nice of her.
She's the best.
If we did do this, we could be as loud as we want.
And practice whenever we want.
And we could bring all the snacks we want.
And we could still win Battle of the Bands.
Let's do it.
When is our first rehearsal going to be?
Tonight?
I'll text my sister.
Oh, carrots.
Come on.
Can someone help me?
Sorry.
Your sister agreed to drop us off here.
She thinks we're just staying outside and making a music video.
What's there to be scared of? It's not so scary up close.
If you think it's not so scary, you must be looking at a different house. Do you see that peeling black paint? Those cobwebs? And that creepy-looking second story or attic or whatever's up there? And this broken-looking front door? I only want to stay outside. You all go ahead.
There are 140 hours till Battle of the Bands, so full steam ahead.
Well, that didn't work. Time to turn back.
Now, don't be a scaredy rabbit.
Why am I the only one that still thinks this is a bad idea?
You're the only one that believes in ghosts. Now, let's see. I found a window that's open.
That's not a good sign.
It is for our practice. It's dark in here.
Be careful not to bump into anything.
I brought flashlights.
Are there any more, cobwebs around?
It sure is dusty.
Look at all this stuff. It's weird that an abandoned house would have all this stuff in it.
Unless...
Unless what?
Unless...
Ooh.
Hey, quit it!
Wow, look at this place. It's beautiful.
Is that a chandelier? And look at that fireplace.
Hey, over there, is that a spiral staircase?
This is like a castle on the inside.
And we're the new princesses of the castle.
The princesses of Maple Street.
Too bad we already have a band name.
Well, these princesses are starting band practice.
Hey, did you hear that? Hey, friends, did anyone hear that?
What are you talking about?
I don't hear anything.
It stopped.
I hear those robbers about town broke into a jewelry shop.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Skunk's Jewelers.
Stop that!
I'm not trying to scare you.
You are!
Am not.
All right. Let's try and focus.
1, 2, 3.
That was so cool!
Wow. If we keep practicing like this, I think we really stand a chance.
Same time tomorrow?
Same time tomorrow. Wait! There it is again!
I don't hear anything, Rabbit.
It's just the wind. Come on, my sister's almost here. We gotta be outside so she doesn't know we were inside.
Oh no, I forgot about that.
Hurry up. I see headlights.
Hey kids, good practice? Y'all look worn out.
See you same time tomorrow, right? Princesses of Maple Street?
Yes!
I know we only have 3 more days until Battle of the Bands, but before we start talking about rehearsal, can I show you this video? Did you all hear about this?
My mom says people are getting really stressed out about these robberies.
I wonder what's going on that they keep stealing things.
The music store on Jasmine Lane was robbed of several expensive musical instruments, including a rare electric guitar, a set of drums, a bass guitar, and some expensive equipment.
It's weird. It's like whoever stole is also in a band.
They said it was done without even breaking any windows, right? How do you think they do that?
Laser technology?
Psychic powers?
Psychic laser powers?
Pew, 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 pew.
Where's everyone else?
I think Turtle and Birdie are running late.
Oh, well.
Hey, look at that.
What?
Maybe it's nothing. Never mind.
No. What is it?
I don't want to scare you.
You're not going to scare me.
Well, wasn't this window closed when we left?
Yeah. I think I was the last one out and I closed it.
Well, it's open now. I mean, just barely. See? That's why I didn't want to say anything. There they...
What?
They... They're here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Birdie. Hey, Turtle.
Hey there.
Why didn't you two go in?
Oh, you know.
We're waiting for you two.
Wait, was that one of us?
I want to go investigate.
Hello? Is anyone there?
Oh! Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Is this your home?
Oh, I don't know. Is anything anyone's?
Yes.
Excuse me, but what's your name?
I'm Marjorie Sparrow.
It's dark in here, Marjorie. Do you mind if I turn on the light?
Oh, I'm afraid the lights here don't quite work. But here.
Wait.
Marjorie, you have a beautiful home.
And you have instruments.
I guess I do.
But this is your home?
Well, my family lived here a long time. But my brother, who lived here last, he got very sick. And the house became quite neglected, you see. I have always been a bit of a vagabond.
What's a vagabond?
A wanderer, a traveler. My brother, he passed away.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I came here because I found I've missed him, and I wanted to take care of this home. He loved it very much. But you see, living alone here, it's been a bit lonely.
So were you here when we were practicing?
I was.
And you didn't say anything?
I'm so sorry. I didn't know we were bothering you.
You weren't, dear. I learned that people think this house is haunted. I actually quite like the idea that my brother might be visiting. A friendly presence, so I have not tried to dispel that myth. I realize that sounds a little funny, but I've always enjoyed a good atmosphere. And as far as the music goes, I think you're quite good. I'm happy to let you keep practicing here for as long as you like. Speaking of music, do you see these instruments?
We did notice them.
Do you like them?
They're very nice.
They're yours?
In a way, they are.
Oh.
I thought they could be yours. A gift to you.
You're a musician?
Oh, I am not, but I have always wanted to be. Hearing you all play, it reminded me of my dream. But I thought maybe you could use some better instruments.
That's very generous of you, but...
Marjorie, not to be rude, but aren't these the stolen instruments?
I don't believe much in ownership.
But you didn't buy these.
I thought we could borrow them. For your, what did I hear you say, battling bands?
Battle of the bands.
We can't keep these. That's against the law.
We're not quite as a vagabond in style as you, Marjorie. Sorry.
Oh, I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
But maybe we can return them without anyone getting into trouble.
We might.
Truly?
Let's think about it. The music shop is sponsoring the Battle of the Bands, right? So after the show, before the final curtain, when the lights are out, we could try to put them on stage. If we wear gloves, no one will be the wiser. The instruments will be returned, and the town won't be nervous.
I didn't mean to make things more difficult for you all. I only wanted to help.
You're letting us practice in your home these past few days. It's more than enough.
It's true. We're so grateful.
And we'd love if you came to Battle of the Bands with us.
Oh, that sounds spectacular.
Marjorie?
Yes?
You really liked our music?
I sure did.
Would you like to come with us to watch us perform in Battle of the Bands on Friday?
I sure would.
And now, for our last final act, please put your hands together for the Princesses of Maple Street. The judges will take an intermission to deliberate. Please enjoy refreshments while we make our decision.
Now's our chance.
Once they dim the lights.
Oh, They're dimming. Does anyone see Marjorie?
She's coming.
Shh.
Okay.
Good to go.
Thank you.
Well, we're righting wrongs, but let's get off the stage.
All right, folks. Let's put our hands together for the judge's decision. If all contestants could gather on stage. What is that? Are those?
The instruments.
Those are my missing instruments.
Well now, this is quite a surprise. One moment, please, while I speak to the staff.
I can't believe it's back. I can't believe they're back. They were just watching this on the news last night. Now look here.
Okay. Well, we don't exactly know how these instruments got here, but we're very glad they're here. So, please hold as we take them off stage. Now, we would like to announce the winners, who will perform an encore performance of their wonderful song, The Princesses of Maple Street!
We did it!
O-M-G! We won! High five, y'all! We did it!
Was The Princess Musicians of Maple Street by Amy Geisbers Van Wyk, starring Gulshan Mia, Rebecca Rad, Amanda Rohde, Paulina Ionina, and me and Chad even made a special appearance. Directed by me, Rebecca Cunningham, produced by Chad Shanai, sound design by Maria Wertel, and original music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Remember to subscribe and review. Thank you so, so much for listening to this tale and every other tale and interview in our first season. We cannot believe that we've reached so many listeners all over the world, and we have loved every single second of it. Thank you so much. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. We'll miss you until January, but we will see you so, so soon. Thanks so much again. We'll miss you, but we'll see you again in January 2019.